lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
The Bible says that there is none righteous. No, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, in recent days, I've been studying through the Word of God and looking at the subject of homosexuality. And I've been teaching that on this program about homosexuality. And we make much of prayer, and prayer is so important for the saved person. We need to pray. The Bible says that we are to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And when we speak about homosexuality, we're speaking of the homosexual, that person who is a person without the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to warn that person. Some people think, well, you should leave them alone. You shouldn't bother them. Just let them go ahead and do what they're going to do. But the Bible says that we are to not only pray without ceasing, but we're to do something about warning them. James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And notice the last part of this verse, James 5:16. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We need to pray without ceasing. We need to give it all we've got. We need to go to the Lord in prayer daily, hour by hour if necessary and if possible, to pray and ask God to heal our country, to heal the people of sin. In other words, there's only one way to heal a person of sin, and that is by them receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, we're to pray. We're to pray for the homosexual. We're not to be mean to the individual. We're to hate the sin, but love the individual. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 18, God said, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Now that last part of the verse, I do not fully understand. His blood will I require at thine hand. I do not understand that. But I do understand that according to that verse, that I am to warn the wicked of the wicked way, of the life that that person is living without the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm to tell that person that they don't have to wait to be condemned, but according to the Bible, they're condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, and that's Jesus Christ. We're to warn this lost and dying world about hell. We're to let people know that without Jesus Christ, there is a hell waiting for them, and there was no hope apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. That homosexual person today needs to be warned of the sin that is taking them to hell. That sin is the rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That is the sin that takes a person to hell. Homosexuality is an indication that that person is on his or her way to hell, but we need to warn that individual that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Now, we've been looking at the subject of homosexuality. We've been studying about this, and when we fail to warn that individual of the sin that would mean that they are on their way to hell, that they need forgiveness of that sin, if we fail to tell them that, then that person is going to suffer a penalty. And the penalty for homosexuality was given under the Mosaic law in Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13. It says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. There is a punishment for the crime of homosexuality. Now, notice the term mankind, the Hebrew term. Now, we've read that in Leviticus 20 and verse 13, mankind. Well, the Hebrew term for mankind is male. If a man lies with a male, as one lies with a female, they shall surely be put to death, according to Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13. Now, if you were living in the days of Moses under the law of God, homosexuality was punishable by death. The death penalty was demanded. The Hebrew construction, they shall surely be put to death, is very similar to that found in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17, where it says, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou, and that's Adam, shall surely die. Under the Mosaic law, those caught in the act of homosexuality would surely most certainly be put to death unless this law were to be disobeyed. Now notice, God told Adam, if you eat of that tree of the forbidden fruit, you're going to surely die. Well, some would say, well, he didn't die. Well, once again, you read and you'll find that he lived to be over 900 years, but he died. He died physically. But in the day that he ate of that forbidden fruit that God told him not to eat of, he died spiritually. He was dead. Had he not come to the saving knowledge of the Lord, the Bible tells us that God provided skins, the coats, to cover Adam and Eve, and that meant the shedding of blood. Those animals were slain in order to cover the sin of Adam and Eve. Now, it simply covered it. Until Jesus Christ came, sin was only covered. But when Jesus Christ came and shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, sin would be taken away from those people who trusted him as Lord and Savior. Their sin would not only be covered, it would be gone, because Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. They're cleansed from all sin by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the Bible tells us that those people who are homosexual, they will die one day if they do not turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. They will die and go into a devil's hell. Now, notice this, the expression, I've read this before, their blood shall be upon them. I read that in Ezekiel about the blood, their blood would, I require it at your hand if you do not warn them. I do not know exactly what all that means, but as we look at this expression that I've just read in Genesis, the expression, their blood shall be upon them, this is highly significant. A similar phrase is found in Matthew 27:25. It says, then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. Well, what did these words mean? They're speaking about Jesus Christ here. The Jews who demanded Christ's death by crucifixion were saying this, we take full responsibility for Christ's death. Pilate, his death and his blood will not be upon you, but upon us, Pilate said, or the people said, and we assume full responsibility for the death. This is what people said. In Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13, God tells us that those men who engaged in a homosexual act were fully responsible for this deed and had to bear the consequences of it, namely the death penalty. These men were fully responsible for this sin and that they committed. Homosexuality is not some inborn, innate tendency over which a man has no control. Rather, it is something that a man chooses to do, and God holds him fully responsible for that action. A man can never legitimately say, I could not stop it. I was born this way. I have no control over my sexual conduct. I am not responsible for my actions, and I should not be punished for something that I could not help. I cannot change what and who I am. No, this man was fully responsible for his own death. His blood shall be upon him, because he chose to commit a crime worthy of death. This is the person in the Old Testament who would commit the sin of homosexuality. They would be put to death. Well, notice this. The fact that homosexuals were to face the death penalty under the law of Moses does not mean that this penalty is to be inflicted today. in Exodus 21 and verse 17, we learned that under the law of Moses, death, the death penalty was in force even for a person who curses his father or mother. It says, "And he that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death." Well, even though the severe penalty is no longer enforced, such passages from the law show us the seriousness of the sin in God's eyes, whether it be homosexuality or parental disrespect. Well, we see and we keep reading in Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 17 and 18 that sodomites were not allowed to do certain things. And it says there, "There shall be no whore of the daughter of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow, for even both these are abomination unto the Lord thy God." Today we have churches who are welcoming these people into their congregations without them being saved, and they're allowing them to take part in the worship service of the church. God help these people who are allowing this to happen within the church. They're not warning these individuals that, "Thus saith the Lord, your soul will be required. You will give your soul and it will go to hell unless you trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior." They're not warning these people of the consequences of them not trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, I read Deuteronomy 23, 17, and 18. It talks about certain individuals there. These verses deal with what was common practice in the heathen world, namely temple prostitution. The heathen temples were cesspools of immorality and fornication and prostitution. A man could enter such a temple and for a price could choose either a female or a male sexual partner. Notice the names given here in these verses that I just read in Deuteronomy 23, 17, and 18. The term whore refers to a female prostitute. The term sodomite refers to a male prostitute. And this is the male who has dedicated his life to prostitution to the point of it becoming his religion. Notice the term dog of verse 18 of Leviticus chapter 23. The term dog in verse 18 refers to the sodomite, the homosexual. And this may surprise you. The term sodomite comes from a Hebrew root, which means holy. Well, how in the world could such an unholy prostitute be called holy? Well, the answer is found in the fact that the basic meaning of the term holy is set apart. And this man was set apart, this heathen, this homosexual was set apart, not for holy purposes, but for very immoral purposes. One biblical authority has said the term sodomite is used in the Authorized Version, that's King James Version, of the Old Testament for those who practiced as a religious rite the abominable and unnatural vice from which the inhabitants of Sodom and Gomorrah have derived their lasting infamy. God says, "Payday someday." And for those individuals who do not turn to Jesus Christ, those individuals who are homosexuals, they will die and go to hell. They will pay the price, but they'll never get it paid off, the sin that is in their life. There's only one way to pay off that sin, and that is Jesus Christ. He is the only one who can pay for it. A person will never pay off the sin debt. Jesus Christ has already paid it. He died on the cross of Calvary, that those of us who have trusted him are not going to hell, we're going to heaven. And that homosexual today needs to understand that there's a hell waiting for them if they do not turn to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.